campaign on social media as well, Oregon Clean Energy on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Like I mentioned, the HB 2021 is still being worked on and still moving through the legislature, so you can sign up through the website and follow us online to keep updated on where things are with that bill, as well as the other two bills that are part of the campaign. Additionally, if you're interested in learning more about the work that my organization, the Coalition of Communities of Color, does, you can check us out at coalitioncommunitiescolor.org, Color Coalition on Twitter, and we're on Facebook as well.
Very cool. Do you have any final thoughts before we wrap up? Anything we didn't get to cover yet?
No, I think the main important piece that I think, again, is really exciting to me is the frontline community-driven effort. And this is, I think what we're doing with this campaign is really important, especially for folks who have been impacted by recent wildfires, power outages through the ice storm, the pandemic, and the economic crisis. And I think that HB 2021, as well as the other two bills, can really help us build back in a way that is equitable and serving the needs of those who are most impacted first and worst. So I think it's a really incredible opportunity, and I'm really excited to be part of it and to work alongside the organizations that are putting this forward. So thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today, Nikita. I really appreciate it.
That was Nikita Daryanani, the Climate and Energy Policy Manager at the Coalition of Communities of Color, speaking about three bills in the Oregon legislature aimed at a clean energy future for the state. The bills are House Bill 2021, Clean Energy for All, House Bill 2475, Energy Affordability, and House Bill 2842, Healthy Homes. The suite of bills are supported by the Oregon Clean Energy Opportunity Campaign, online at cleanenergyoregon.org. For KBOO News In Depth, I'm Althea Billings.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Jenny Yokoyama, your host for News from the Boo and also one of KBOO's interim station co-managers. Here on News from the Boo, we talk about all things KBOO. What's going on? It's a show for our volunteers, our members, our listeners, anyone who is a fan of KBOO Community Radio. First announcements for our listeners. We got always awesome programming coming up. Like tonight, we have a Billie Holiday tribute. That's at 7 o'clock, so tune in for that. It's really good. And then big announcement is that KBOO is collaborating with Imago Theater, our neighbor, to bring you original radio theater, and that's going to be premiering on May 3rd at 10 p.m., and we will be premiering Imago Theater's The Strange Case of Nick M., and it's Imago's trippy audio journey into the fragmented world of Nick M., and is narrated by a cocky podcaster who has unearthed a box of long-forgotten reel-to-reel tapes once belonging to their lead psychotherapist. So whether you're a radio fan or a theater fan or a radio theater fan, tune in on May 3rd at 10 p.m. This is being created by Imago Theater just for these times when we aren't able to go to live theater these days, and they're going to be bringing us a radio play, some original radio plays. This is very exciting. I can't wait to hear it. So go onto our website, kboo.fm, and you'll see more information about it right on our front page. We'll keep talking about it because we'll be having interviews with director, actors, and so exciting collaboration with Imago Theater. Other exciting news, our other special programming that's coming up, is that we have Earth Day special programming happening on April 22nd. There's going to be programming all day talking about climate action. Programming will be featuring activists and organizations and everyday people who are taking action. So again, that's Thursday, April 22nd for Earth Day. So tune in. And just remember, if you are wanting to look at the KBOO schedule and know what's coming up, you can always go to our website and you just click on the audio menu item and you'll see a link right there to take you to KBOO's radio schedule. In other member and listener news, so next, oh, thank you so much to everybody who has supported our spring drive so far. We kicked it off officially on Saturday with the Grateful Dead and Friends Marathon, so thanks to everybody who tuned in and supported that day. If you missed it, you can always hear it on the website, and we still have the limited edition official Grateful Dead and Friends 2021 t-shirt still available. So grab one of those if you are a Grateful Dead and Friends fan. And if you are just a KBOO fan in general, I encourage you to go to our website and click on the donate button, become a member of KBOO today. We have a goal this spring drive of bringing on 125 new members. So if you've never been a member of KBOO, or maybe it's been a while since you've been a member of KBOO and you're able to right now, no times are hard, but if you are able to right now show your support for community radio, then please become a member. Help us get to our goal. Again, you just go to kboo.fm, you click on the donate button, or our new feature that we're doing is that you can text. You just text KBOO to the phone number 44321, and it's really easy to sign up, become a member of KBOO. And maybe you're already a member, maybe you got a friend you can tell, share about it on the social media. Help us grow our grassroots base, because that's what makes KBOO. Okay, announcement for our volunteers. We have classes coming up. So coming up this Friday from 3 to 5 p.m., we have the FCC Basics class. Sign up for that if you would like a refresher, or if you've never learned the FCC rules, good time to do it. Oh, wait, but I forgot something. Going back one day, on Thursday, on the 8th, we have newsroom orientation. So anyone who was interested in getting involved in the newsroom, that is the time to learn more about what goes on to the newsroom and start to get involved there. So that's on the 8th, tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Then on Thursday the 15th at 11 a.m., we have our programming essentials class. The class that's for people who are just becoming programmers and will teach you the basics of what you need to know, like how to work the website and stuff like that. Then we have an introduction to audio editing on April 21st. That's Wednesday, April 21st at 7 p.m. And we also have our specific class for editing for the news using the software Audacity on Thursday, April 22nd at 12 p.m. And then also just a reminder to our volunteers that if you're looking for some individual help, some one-on-one help, Jenka and Arthur do offer office hours so that you can get your individual questions answered. All you got to do is log into kboo.fm for the link to Jenka or Arthur's office hours. Or if you're looking for a class, you're a volunteer, just go to your all-volunteer email, the most recent one, and you will see a link to all the different classes. And if you are interested in becoming a volunteer at KBOO so that you can take any of these free classes, think about attending our next volunteer orientation, which is on Tuesday, May 4th at 6 p.m. You can sign up for volunteer orientation by going to our website at kboo.fm. And all you got to do is register for it. It is a Zoom meeting. So you just register online. You'll get the link and you'll get to say hi through a little rectangle. That's how we're doing orientation these days. But there's lots of ways to get involved with KBOO as a volunteer. We're looking for people who can help both on air, on and off air. So even if you're not 100% sure what you would like to do at KBOO, I encourage everyone to attend volunteer orientation if you know that you're at least interested in getting involved. If you are a KBOO member, then maybe you are interested in attending some of our meetings, such as our committee or our board meetings. Coming up on Monday the 12th, we have our personal governance committee on the 6th at 6 to 7:30 p.m. The next day, Tuesday, April 13th, we have our program advisory committee. That's at 6 p.m. And then our development committee meets at 4:30 on Monday, April 26th, followed by the monthly KBOO board meeting. And that starts at 6 p.m. All right, and a general announcement for KBOO hiring. We are currently hiring for a youth coordinator. We're looking for somebody who has experience working in youth orgs or youth programming, as well as having radio or podcasting experience working with audio equipment and narrative storytelling. So if that's you, send us an email, hiring@kboo.org. Well, that's all I got for News from the Boo this week. News from the Boo airs every Wednesday after the news at 5:45, which means I'll be talking to you again next week. Thanks for tuning in.
This is your community-supported radio station, KBOO Portland. Before we get going with our programming, I want to remind everyone that you can donate today at kbu.fm/give. We aren't in the station to take your calls, but you can show your support by giving online. Again, that's kbu.fm/give. Or you can also mail a contribution